Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in the book of Ephesians, where the new life in Christ is being defined and displayed, particularly in roles and relationships. And now we're looking in the area of our labor. And he goes to the very most difficult relationship in labor to give us some direction, and that's the slave master, which would have been highly prevalent in that culture. And this is what he says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, that he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. The text is not affirming chattel slavery as a way of life. It is just merely approaching, or really profoundly approaching, the dynamics of if you find yourself as a master or you find yourself as a slave, how should you handle? So you have some basic principles that we can apply to the employer-employee relationship. But let me just say a word, if I could, about the matter of slavery. The Bible condemns chattel slavery, or, as it's called in the Bible, man-stealing. The Bible does allow something called indentured servitude. It allows two types of slavery. One is indentured servitude, where someone sells themselves to satisfy their debts for a period of up to 7 years. It would be very similar to our bankruptcy laws today. By the way, it's the way most of my forebears actually came to America, were as indentured servants. And then you've also got the dynamic of the doulos slave, and that is one who was in slavery either by indentured servitude or even perhaps by chattel slavery of the day, but the master and the slave relationship became so endearing that when the slave was freed, they then decided to make themselves a lifelong servant of that master, and thus was called a doulos. That's the phrase that's used to describe our relationship with Christ. That deserves more treatment, but having said that, what is he speaking of here? Well, what he's saying to those, if you've got this indentured servant under your care, what do you do? Well, masters, you don't threaten them. You don't use your position of power to demean them or denigrate them or to dominate them, but you care for them. You've got a master. How does your master treat you? He saved you. He gave his life for you. He redeemed you. He enables you. He empowers you. He does that which is good in your life, and he does that in a way that encourages you, and he shows you the work of grace and mercy in your life. He gives you not that which you deserve, but that which you don't deserve, and that kind of relationship. Employers would do well to see, how do we treat our employees with dignity? Do we try to dominate them, or do we try to uphold them and to encourage them and to empower them? And what about the employee, even in the most difficult situation of an indentured servitude? What do? Well, you serve your master, you serve your boss, but you don't look to your boss. You look to your master in heaven. And you don't give just eye service, and you don't just become a people pleaser. No, you do your work as a servant of Christ. That's where we get the notion of vocation. That's where we get the notion of profession, that the way we work is a profession of our faith. That's where the very word professional came from. We make our work an act of worship. And if we are having people work for us, we make our employment a place of productivity, grace, truth, and personal progress in the lives of those who work for us. Not just produce my product, but I am going to produce you as a worker to encourage you, to develop you, and to empower you, as well as give the right wages to you. So here Christianity invades the most difficult areas of employer employment and lays out for us the principle. Notice the employee is doing their work as an act of worship as to the Lord. Notice the employer is doing their act as one of grace and truth in the life of their employee. That's another slice of fresh bread today.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.